The slant of morning light made him look like he was about to catch on fire. Every Sunday he was there, a singular, solitary figure, but not sad and not lonely, and not tragic. He became the main character of a story I was writing in my head. Some people are so beautiful that they belong everywhere they go. That was the first sentence of the story. I always noticed what he was reading. Dostoevsky, Kazantzakis, Faulkner. He was in love with serious literature and tragedy. Well, he lived on the border, and on the border you could be in love with tragedy without being tragic. He drank his coffee black. Not that I knew that with any certainty. Sometimes I could see that he'd just come in from a run, his dark wavy hair wild, half wet with sweat. He was thin and had to shave twice a day, but he only shaved once. There was always that shadow on his face. Even in the morning light, he appeared to be half hidden. I don't know how long I'd been noticing him. A year. Longer. He was a creature of habit, not so different from a monk, not so different from me. Our eyes never met, though I had memorized the color of his eyes. I never lingered at the coffee shop, but there was always a line on Sunday mornings. I was grateful for the wait. It gave me the opportunity to glance at him as he read his book. I wanted to walk up to him and ask him what he thought of Kazantzakis. I imagined me blurting out that no one read him anymore. I imagined him smiling at me. I never ordered coffee. I would drop in to pick up the Sunday New York Times and drive back home to drink my own free trade, fresh ground coffee. I always ran into someone I knew. People were so nice to me, always. "Hello, Mr. De La Tierra. You're looking good, Mr. De La Tierra. What are you working on now, Mr. De La Tierra? So nice to see you, Mr. De La Tierra." The fact that so many people knew who I was had never given me much comfort. If anything, it made me feel more alone. And anyway, nobody knew who I was. Not even me.